from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is time for the Chris Young Show right here on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up at 5:30. They are in Boston to take on the Red Sox. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. The Chris Young Show brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing outstanding. Thank you very much. Can I try to go positive in that the last two games got the offense pretty fired up? Do you have an appetite for that at all right now?
Well, I guess if there's a consolation to losing a series, it's that we did swing it well in two of the three games. So, you know, I hope that carries into the series in Boston. And then, we're in a situation where we can't afford to lose series. And very frankly, we need to start sweeping series and putting together a pretty good win streak at some point. So my hope is that the bats do get hot, that we go into Boston and we play well, and we come home and we build off of it. But, it is hard to look for any consolation in terms of losing series at this point.
How about context on 7.5 out at this point in the season? How likely is it historically to go on a run like this?
You know, I don't know what the historical probabilities and likelihoods are. I just know that we've continued to dig ourselves a bigger hole than really we should have. And we are at a point where it's going to take an extended winning streak to really get us back in the mix here. And it's tough to look up and see our place in the standings and see our place in the, where we are in terms of being under 500. This team is more talented than that. Our record does not reflect, in my opinion, how talented this team is. And it's just frankly disappointing that we have not played better baseball and put ourselves in a better situation to this point in the season.
Yeah, and CY, you've talked to us about players maybe not playing up to their standard. One of those was Jonah Heim, who was an integral part of you guys making it to the World Series last year. You're now splitting time with him and Carson Kelly. What have you, overall, with your assessment on Jonah to this point in the year, led to that decision?
Well, it's a performance-based game, and as a former player, that was one of my mantras in terms of if you don't like something, play better. And very frankly, Jonah has not played as well as he possibly can. He knows this. Boach has talked to him about it. I've had discussions with his agents about it. And, it's been disappointing. It's not for lack of trying. Jonah has shown up every day with an effort and intensity and a focus. And he's made contributions in ways that maybe can't be measured as much statistically in terms of game calling and investment in his pitching staff. But the bottom line is he hasn't performed to the level that we saw him last year and the level that I think he's capable of. And, it's our job to help him get back to that level, whether it's this year or going into next year. He's a big part of our team. And we've got to all work together to get the best out of him and several others who have not lived up to really what they're capable of doing in terms of their performance.
Do you feel like all your guys have given everything they got?
I do. I mean, I do think that this team, they show up every day, they prepare, I'm in the clubhouse with them most days, and I hear their energy, their enthusiasm. But it is frustrating as a player when just the results aren't there and you feel like you're doing what you can and the energy, the attitude, the commitment, the focus is there and the results don't come. And so, I think that's sort of characteristic of what we just saw in New York. We got blown out one game. We kind of blew them out one game. And then the game three, we had a close game where we fought back. We got down early. We really kind of one bad pitch to Giancarlo Stanton that he hit out for a 3-run homer that opened the game up. And I think if we avoid that one pitch, we probably find a way to win that game. And so it's like, you know, one or two plays a game that seem to be costing us. And we just don't have much of a margin for error based on kind of the way we've performed offensively. And so then we get a stretch where we hit okay and we don't pitch very well. And we lose that way. So that's just it just hasn't been a season where we've put it all together thus far. But this group is going to keep fighting. They're going to keep trying. I know that Boach is motivated. The coaching staff has done a great job in terms of showing up every day with a focus and an intensity and a commitment to finding a way to win. And nobody here is rolling over. So we're gonna keep fighting.
I see why it's been four out of the last five games where the team has not scored in the first five innings. And from a pitching perspective, how tough is that mentally when you keep going out there and you're trying to do your best, but you know you're sort of one pitch away from letting this thing get away from you?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's a pitcher, your job is to go out and put up scoreless innings every inning, independent of what your team is doing offensively. But there is a natural emotional letdown when you give up a run or two and you think that may cost us the game, or you say, I can't give up any more because I know the hitters are scuffling. And so it does put a pressure on the pitching staff. And, you know, Boach and I have talked about it a lot this year that we have not played from ahead. We play from behind, and we need to get out to early leads. We need to come out early and score runs. We need the top of our lineup to come up out early and set the tone. To get on base and put up some runs early in a game and play from ahead. And when we do that, it takes a little bit of pressure off the pitching staff, and it also sets us up to get to our leverage arms. We have very, what I consider to be a very good bullpen, especially at the very end with Robertson and Yates. And if we can get to those arms, it gives us a pathway to victory. But when we're playing from behind, a lot of games we don't even get to our leverage arms, and that makes it hard to win games. So the offense does play a part in this, and the reality is we're 200 plus less runs scored than last year at the same point. So offensively, we have not been the same team that we were. And I think that, I can't lie to you and say that the offense hasn't created some issues for us in terms of our style of play and playing from behind and contributing to those scoreless first few innings in a game where the pitchers don't have a margin of error.
Texas Rangers GM Chris Young with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Sticking with the pitching, any updates you can provide us on Nathan Eovaldi and Max Scherzer?
Yeah, Evo, both players flew home this weekend to see Dr. Meister here. Nathan had a favorable report. We're optimistic. Maybe we can just push his next start back a few days. We may be able to get him back out there this weekend. Still to be determined on how he feels over the next couple of days. But my understanding, having not talked to him today, but talking to our medical staff, is that he felt pretty good today. And we're optimistic he'll be back on the mound maybe by this weekend. Max, we're still waiting on some further tests to determine the extent of his shoulder. He just hasn't really turned the corner for some reason. Continues to have some underlying fatigue or weakness, and we're trying to get the right answers there to get Max throwing again and hopefully back out on the mound at some point. But until we have those answers as to what exactly is going on, it's hard to predict when he'll be back.
Was there encouraging news on Jacob deGrom facing hitters? And I know a lot of fans have asked us, how important is it for him to come back and pitch regardless of the standings?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting, we are likely to get Jacob back this year. I mean, I his rehab is going as well as it possibly can. He's on pace to be back, hopefully in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And he threw another live BP today in Fenway. It went well. He felt great. The ball was jumping out of his hand. It was electric, 98, 99 miles an hour. And, And so it's part of his ramp up. We'll see how he comes out of this over the next couple days. He should have another live BP in a few days. And then at which point we'll start his rehab assignments at our minor league affiliates and start building him up towards getting back into a major league game. But he's on pace. He's doing wonderfully. He's worked so hard. I'm really happy for him, and I'm excited to see him back on a big league mound.
We're going to see Jack Leiter back on a big league mound soon?
You know, I hope so. We skipped Jack's last start. Jack had a little shoulder fatigue, which is common at this point in the season, and so we wanted to back him off knowing that we'd like him to finish strong. He threw a great bullpen the other day. Feels good. So, you know, but Jack has had a very good season at AAA. I know his major league starts didn't go as well as we had hoped at the beginning.
Come on. Come on, CY. Bring it back in here. Rangers GM Chris Young here. On your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. It appears we've lost him, but always appreciate his candor and his insights here into this baseball team. I think you know, he continues to you know, say the things that you want to hear and not hide from the truth.
No.
As a leader, I think that's the guy that you want out front and center. The Chris Young Show is brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. I wanted to wrap things up and tell him at least thanks for the World Series and go kick some ass in Boston. Here, we got him back. Okay, we got him. Well, let's finish up here. Time for a couple of more questions with Rangers GM Chris Young here. You were, you want to finish up that answer? We lost you, sir.
Yeah, no, I can't remember the question. Sorry, I think that was, I don't know what happened there. Maybe technical difficulty, but I kept talking. I thought you guys could hear me. I apologize. I could hear everything you guys were saying. So,
oh, okay.
But
all good.
You remind me where we were.
You were talking
Leiter's,
yeah, possible return.
Oh yeah, Jack. Absolutely, it'll depend on our pitching needs, and if Jack, you know, continues to perform, and we have a need for pitching, my anticipation is we would see him at some point again.
Do you have a thought that because this was kind of disappointing this year, or at least has
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge? It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Been so far that maybe the roster will need more of an overhaul as you look forward, or have you even begun the process of evaluating that yet?
Yeah, I think it's a little premature. I think that we need to see how the season wraps up here, and we need to really take an assessment in terms of where we are and what our needs are moving forward. You know, I am excited about where we stand. I mean, with Josh Young, Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford, Corey and Marcus, you know, there's a real great position player core here, and certainly we expect Adolis and Jonah to get back to form in terms of the way they played. So Nate Lowe has had a very good second half. There are a lot of good things that have, you know, happened here. We just it hasn't clicked all at once, and I think as some of these guys take the natural development growth in terms of being young players. Evan, obviously, we've missed immensely this year. Wyatt has had stretches where he's been really, really good. Josh Young, we've missed all season. So, you know, just having those guys healthy and back on the field is going to be an improvement to the team. And then with some of the other guys returning to their career norms, so to speak, in terms of the way they performed, I think there are things that we have to look forward to. These guys are, you know, they're competitors, and they're high character guys. They care. They're not going to be satisfied with the way they performed thus far in the season. They're going to keep working, and I know they're going to be motivated into the off season. So we will assess everything. Our job as a front office is to make sure we're turning over every stone in terms of how to make this team successful and how to win championships. And, you know, thus far it hasn't been a good season in terms of what our expectation has been. That said, we will evaluate everything as we move forward and the best ways to improve the club.
I know you're so dialed in on what's happening with the club right now, but were you able to take a minute and enjoy the White House trip last week?
You know what? Thank you for asking. It was a really, really special day for our organization. You know, the White House did a tremendous job in terms of welcoming us and providing us a very warm reception. It's something that's very apolitical that, you know, you go in and you get to be honored as the World Series champion, something that the Texas Rangers franchise has never had the opportunity to do. And for our players, many of whom this may be their only chance to ever set foot in the White House or to meet the President of the United States, it was a very special day. And especially players from Latin America. You know, I think of Adolis Garcia, especially, who comes from a communist Cuba, who has the opportunity that baseball has provided him to be in the White House. It was just a really, really neat day for our organization, and I was so happy we had that opportunity to be there.
Well, CY, as you may have already heard, I do want to thank you for the World Series and all the great work that you've done for DFW Sports and with us on the show. And even when it's hard to remember the last time you won a series, we're still stoked to talk baseball with you every week here in the G-Bag Nation.
Well, look, guys, let me tell you, I appreciate your candor and your honest questions, and I will tell you this, that I still believe in this group, and stranger things have happened, and I do expect us to play really solid, good baseball as we move into the last 6 or 7 weeks of the season here. This team is full of high character guys, and they're going to keep fighting, and we're going to demand that they do. So I still believe our best baseball can be ahead of us. Is it too late? Who knows? But that said, we're going to go out and give it our best.
Salute. There he goes, the great Chris Young here, World Series winning general manager of your Texas Rangers, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Have a good one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.